You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our next guest for tonight just dropped her latest single, Ordinary, the other day. We'll be having a chat with her in just a moment, but here it is now, Marianne Lee with her brand new single, Ordinary. Keep it locked in. BFM.
I'll put on my best dress for you, makeup, I'll do it up for you, just for you to look right through me. I'm not like those other girls, they're effortlessly beautiful. I wanna be effortless for you. Any to lose it, but there's no fear in you at all. Promise that you'll be different, but that's what you said each time before. Be who I want for a moment, and I'll hold on to it forever. But I'm turning into a girl I don't remember.
The song is great. Congratulations. You must be super stoked it's out.
Thank you. I'm so excited about it. I've been getting messages from people saying that they really relate to it. And that's really nice because I haven't written like a personal song like that and released it in a while. Like my last two songs have kind of been like character songs. And so this one's like, I wrote this about my life and people are like, I can relate to it. And that is so nice.
When I had a corrido with Crystal Chin about this, we chatted about writing love songs and how it's very much a double-edged sword. What are your thoughts on that? Kind of writing something that's very personal.
Yeah, like honestly, I've been thinking about it a lot lately because, you know, with a big move, you know, like moving from New Zealand to London, like you have a lot of feelings. And I've been wanting to write about it, but it's just like, you know, fuck, if I write a good song, but it's so personal, can I ever put it out? Because especially when you're like a smaller growing artist, like your listeners are mostly people, you know, or people you know's friends or whatever. And like, you know, is it bad of me to be spreading gossip or potential gossip? It's like this whole spiral. But at the same time, you know, art is art and you got to do what you got to do for your craft. So it's just like, I totally agree with that. It's such a double-edged sword, but I feel like the personal songs are always the best. So it's tricky. this song really, yeah, it just kind of came out like super easily. I remember I've said this before on a radio thing and I felt so stupid, but I'll say it again. I wrote it while I was making a TikTok. Like, I was filming a TikTok, like some cover, and then I just stopped and I started like singing the chorus melody. And I was like, oh, I really like this. And I just stopped recording and I think I wrote the whole chorus and wrote the first verse. And I was like, oh, I really love this. And then I finished it that night and I took it to my friend Jordan. It was when I was living in London last time. I took it to my friend Jordan and I was like, I love this song. I don't know where the bridge should go. Should we write it? And we just like sat. He kind of noodled a bit on the guitar and I just sang over him. It was, I like never collaborate when I write because it's just such a personal space for me. But we finished the song together. So that's kind of how it came about.
You had quite a bit of collaborations on the song. What was that like? And I mean, I also understand that the creative process was very much your own still, even though you had a lot of input from others.
It was interesting. It was cool because like I mentioned, I think maybe in that interview, it was my first song where I was credited as a producer, which is really exciting because it's kind of acknowledging, hey, like I had like a decent part in making the song, you know, not just writing it, but like making it what it is now. It was definitely like a moment for me being like learning to be fully in control and being like, no, I don't like this. No, I do like this. And my collaborators thankfully were so open to my ideas and really nice about it. So it was cool for me to kind of get that confidence to be like, let's, like, I want this and I want that. You know, writing it in London and then recording it in New Zealand, it was just like a mixed bag of emotions. And I feel like that really poured into the song. And now that I listen to it months later where I'm like, so much time has passed and like so much has changed, like I'm back here, I really can relate to who I was when I wrote it. And it's just so weird. It's cool though. It's nostalgic.
Now I really want to chat about the visuals that come along with the song. It's crazy. The production value is insane. I understand that. I think it was the same team or some of the people were part of the team that filmed the Crazy Girlfriend music video back in 2022. Was this idea always on the table for you or?
Oh yeah, no, it was the same team, like some members from the same team that did Crazy Girlfriend, the Crazy Girlfriend video. So that was really nice. Basically, I was back in New Zealand for a tour and to just kind of be home for a little bit. And I really just wanted to create. And so I emailed, yeah, some of the team from the Crazy Girlfriend video and just reached out to them and was like, I have this song, I have a few songs, choose your favorite, let's make a video. And they were like, yes, let's do it. So they loved Ordinary and I was like so excited about it because it was like one of my favorites off of this new project that I'm working on. And so in January of this year I flew down to Wellington and over the course of 2 days we filmed the video and we had, you know, some actors hired, which was amazing. They were so lovely. It literally was so inspired by Taylor Swift's All Too Well short film. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like you can totally like see the inspiration there. Yeah, this song, I guess it being so personal, it was so like weird to, I don't know, like work with the team to write the script and then weird to like be like, they'd say like, so how was this guy? Like, tell us about this guy. Like, what do you want him to be like? What do you want the girl to be like? I was like, this is gossip. Like, I can't, what am I doing? So that was cool. But yeah, and then seeing the actors act out like, you know, these fight scenes and like just all these things that like kind of reflected the story of the song. It was really weird. I was like, this is my life. What is going on? So it was such a cool experience, really. I'm so grateful to that entire team.
So can we consider you a filmmaker now? Producer, filmmaker, I feel like you're making, putting a lot more stuff on your resume ever since you've popped over to the UK.
That's so nice. I don't know. I really don't know if I can call myself a filmmaker. I can call myself maybe like a film appreciator. I'll say that like, I feel like I had some say, but honestly the team behind it did all the work, all the heavy lifting, and I was just lucky to kind of be part of it.
Not only are you making films and writing new songs, you're playing a lot of gigs. You've just released a lot of merch this year so far for you. Has been extremely exciting. You must be stoked with how everything's going right now. Yeah, tell me about playing shows in London.
Thank you so much. It's such a whirlwind, to be honest. It's interesting playing shows in London. I feel like with New Zealand shows, it's super DIY, which I love, and people are so collaborative and it's super like underground. But over here, it's like there's just so much going on every night. The city just, I call it the city that never sleeps. It's just like there's always something to do. So I find it really fun playing shows and like, the, you know, it's cool because the London crowds, they're just so keen to come to show after show. And so I'm meeting people that actually listen to my music and maybe know me from TikTok or know me from something else. And I think that's so insane. And, you know, showing up to my gigs and, you know, knowing the lyrics, like people were singing along to Ordinary at the last show. So that was crazy. And what's even more fun is playing with my band and doing, yeah, live shows with them. It's just so much fun. So yeah, I think I'm just having a good time at the moment.
Hey, you must be super excited for the rest of this year. What can we expect? What can your fans expect?
So we've got a show coming up next week, and we've got lots of shows just the rest of the year with the band, by myself, just all around London. And also I've got some music coming out, quite a lot of music coming out this year. So definitely, you know, stay tuned on my socials. I'll be teasing. I think I'm like starting to tease new stuff pretty soon on TikTok. So TikTok is where it's at.
And yeah, also everyone go buy a t-shirt. If you haven't bought a t-shirt, Miriam will send it to you from the UK. Go buy a t-shirt.
Oh, please. Yes. I love those shirts. I like design.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.